But I'm telling you something, you know, you need to be careful not to get brainwashed into this pro-war attitude that Christians have had for decades, and we need to stop this deception. Amen. And we as Christians need to stop being pro-war and being tools of the military-industrial complex. You know what? If we actually had to see the blood and the gore and the body parts and everything, like, if it were happening here, we'd probably look at it differently. Because I'll tell you what, I don't want to see it. I don't know about you. Maybe Hollywood has desensitized you and the video game industry has desensitized you. But when someone sends me a video of some killing or beheading or violence, I can't watch it. It makes me sick. I mean, who feels the same way? I can't watch it. I won't watch it. I don't want to see it. And the movies that show all this gory fighting and gory battle scenes and bloody battles. I mean, aren't the movies? Name some movies. Name for me some gory battle movies that show all. What's that? Never heard of that one. What else? Braveheart. What else? Saving Private Ryan. These are movies that are known for being gory and bloody and showing. What else? 300? Yeah. But see, look, something's wrong with you if you enjoy watching people's body parts being hacked off and things like that. You know, if I were to want to watch a war movie, which I don't, I wouldn't want to see any of that. I wouldn't want to see a single person killed or slaughtered or chopped up. And you know what? Something's wrong with you if you delight in that and pleasure in that. I mean, it's sick. But we're just used to it because we just watch it on TV, watch it on the movies, watch it on the video games, and it desensitizes us, and then we're just okay with it. We just think, oh, yeah, you know, we bombed those people over there and bomb them into the Stone Age, and you know what, nuke Iran and bomb them and kill them all. But you know what, there's probably a lot of nice people in Iran. There's probably a lot of Christians there. And there are a lot of heathens here. I mean, everywhere in the world, there are good people and bad people. And in the Bible, guess what? Warfare takes place on a battlefield between men, not slaughtering women, children, infant, and suckling. The only time God told them to slaughter everyone was the wicked, sexually perverted Canaanites of the land of the promised land, probably because they were all filled with disease. And God, that's why God gave a specific order saying, wipe out everything that breathes, even kill the animals.